Thank you very kindly, my friends. I am happy to join with you today. It's always good to have your closest friend and associate to say something good about you. This is no time. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. At the beginning of time, with the possibility of taking. Now is the time. A kind of general and panoramic view of the whole of human history up to now.
When will you be satisfied?
And the Almighty said to me, Martin Luther King, which age would you like to live in? And I would watch God's children in their magnificent trek from the dark dungeons of Egypt through a rugged across the Red Sea, through the wilderness, on toward the promised land. And in spite of its magnificence, I wouldn't stop there.
We can never be satisfied.
No. No, we are not satisfied, and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like water. And I would watch them around the Parthenon as they discussed the great and eternal issues of reality, but I wouldn't stop there.
Knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed.
And I would see developments around there through various emperors and leaders, but I wouldn't stop there.
I say to you today, my friend,
aesthetic life of man, but I wouldn't stop there. I would even go by the way that the man for whom I'm named had his habitat. And I would watch Martin Luther as he tacked his 95 theses on the door at the Church of Wittenberg, but I wouldn't stop there.
Still have a dream.
I wouldn't stop there. The Emancipation Proclamation, but I wouldn't stop there.
I have a dream. One day, this nation will rise up.
I would even come up to the early 30s.
I have a dream.
And see a man grappling with the problems of the bankruptcy of his nation. Come with an eloquent cry that we have nothing to fear but fear itself. But I wouldn't stop there.
Sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners, will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood? I have a dream.
And say, if you allow me to live just a few years in the second half of the 20th century, I will be happy. But I know somehow that only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. And I see God working in this period of the 20th century.
We will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle
in
together, to go to jail together.
That men in some strange happy to live in this period is that we have been forced to a point where we are going to have to grapple with the problems that men have been trying to grapple with through history, but the demands didn't force them to do it. Survival. The first question that the Levite asked was, if I stop to help this man, what will happen to me? And he reversed the question. If I do not stop to help this man, what will happen to him? That's the question before you tonight. Let us stand with a greater determination. Let us move on. In these powerful days, these days of challenge, promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. With this faith, I will go out with you and transform dark yesterday. We will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together. We will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together. And the Almighty said to me, Martin Luther King, which age would you like to live in? Thank you.
like to live in. To live in.
You will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death praying for war. But until that day, you are pukes. You're the lowest form of life on earth. You are not even human fucking beings. You are nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian shit. Because I am hard, you will not like me. But the more you hate me, the more you will learn. I am hard, but I am fair. There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, dice, wops, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless. And my orders are to weed out all non-hackers who do not pack the gear serving my beloved cause. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir!
Bullshit, I can't hear you!
Sir, yes, sir!
Live in.